I want winners.
All righty, on the line, it's Mully and Hahn. We have You Better You Bet host, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to You Better You Bet, the podcast. For more analysis, just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. Nick, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
How are you? Yankees lost.
Yeah, well, at least it didn't happen in inexcusable, embarrassing fashion last night.
Wow.
Oh, wait.
Wow, was that a shot?
Yeah, it was really bad, and no one wants to hear this from a Yankee fan. I understand that, because yeah, I've seen 5 World Series in my lifetime. The last 15 years have been really, really, really tough. Not just losing, but the way that they lose. And I understand, like, no one wants to hear that. I'm just being honest, though. It was tough to lose, and to lose like that is really bad. And I'm sure everyone loved it, so you're welcome.
I almost feel bad for you, other than the fact that your team made it to the World Series and my team had the most historic losing season in the history of the game. So that's tough stuff, Nick. I'm sorry you went through that hell.
I don't know. Well, I know it was a bad regular season for, obviously, maybe the worst for the White Sox. I'll just say, and again, this is just get the world's smallest violin. There's nothing enjoyable about when the Yankees get to the World Series and lose like that. And I know it's, well, your team made it. I get it. I also root for the Giants. I root for the Knicks. I root for the Rangers. The Yankees are the only team where it's like this, where, like, winning is the only acceptable outcome, and that it just is what it is. Like, I was born into this. My grandfather was born in the Bronx. Well, it is what it is.
Let's keep it with New York embarrassments. Jets, Texans tonight. What's the prop bet for that one?
Bet for that one, and, like, they are embarrassing. You're 100% right. Let's go. I think we actually have a great opportunity here. Since the Jets, traded for Davante Adams, basically in the prop market, Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams have been lined about the same in terms of yards. And what we've seen in the couple games that both of them have played together, like, I know Davante has the longtime connection with Rodgers, but Garrett Wilson's the better player. And I think it's, like, pretty obvious that Garrett Wilson, with Davante on the wrong side of 30, that Garrett Wilson is, I think, might be the far superior player at this point. So Garrett Wilson's receiving yards prop tonight is 61.5. I love the over tonight on Garrett Wilson, his receiving yards. And if I had to play the game, like, maybe the Jets can win the game. I would never bet the Jets. Like, that's not what I'm looking to do. They did just change kickers, which they needed to do big time. And in a game with the point spread of 1, that might matter. I think teasing Houston, like a 6-point teaser, taking Houston up to +7.5, where I definitely don't think the Jets will blow them out. And there are so many good options to pick with this week. I would go with New Orleans down to -1.5. On the road at Carolina on Sunday with Bryce Young starting. I think that's an easy winner to get the week off, get the week going.
I'm curious, do you think the Bears win this week? I don't know if you're aware, they lost on the last play of the game.
Is that what happened?
Against Washington. Yeah, it hasn't been very well publicized, but now they kind of need to win, hopefully before the last play of the game, but we'll find out.
I feel like it might be my fault, because I think last week was maybe the first time all season that I actually picked the Bears. I didn't know that they were, like, Shane Waldron thought it was 1985 and Refrigerator Perry was in the backfield. If I had known that, maybe I wouldn't have done it. So the injury report, guys, yesterday for the Bears on defense, like, not great. A couple key players, like, banged up right now for Chicago. If we get to tomorrow when the final injury report comes out and everybody's playing, so, like, Sweat's playing and Gordon's playing and Brisker's playing, etc., I actually think the Bears should be favored in the game. Like, I think the wrong team is favored if that's the case. So I am looking to play the Bears in the game, but I'm not looking to do it until I get more clarity on who's going to play defensively for Chicago, because obviously with Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison, this Cardinals offense is pretty good.
Do you have a thought on Lions-Packers?
Yeah, well, until we know if Jordan Love's going to play, it makes it a little difficult. So I can kind of give you, like, an if-then, right? So as of right now, Detroit is it's a 3.5-point Detroit favorite, but the juice is towards Green Bay. So we're close to being at Detroit -3. And to me, this is what's called, like, an in-between number, where we don't know who Green Bay's quarterback is going to be. If Jordan Love does play, and he didn't practice yesterday, right? He's got the groin injury. If Jordan Love plays, this will close Detroit favored probably by -3. Maybe, like, Detroit, like, a 1.5-point road favorite. If Love does not play, and Malik Willis is the quarterback. I think this closes high as like Detroit minus 5.5. So I think the number right now is in between what it will be if it's Love or if it's Malik Willis. The way that I would really like to bet this game, I think if you want to bet Green Bay in this game, and I don't know how many Bears fans want to do that, you want to hope Malik Willis plays and the number goes out and gets bet out huge, and maybe you can get like a 6 with Green Bay, and then I would take the points with the Packers. This Lions defense without Aiden Hutchinson is nothing to write home about. Matt LaFleur is a great coach, but it's really hard to give you like a strong betting thought only because like I don't know if Jordan Love's going to play. But if it's Willis and the number gets bet out, I would look to take the points with Green Bay.
So what's your favorite play of the weekend, be it college or the NFL?
Yeah, favorite play of the weekend. Well, I like two bets in the Broncos-Ravens game, Denver in Baltimore this Sunday. I like the over in the game. I do think Baltimore will be able to score, guys, on what's been a pretty good Denver defense thus far this season. And on the flip side, like this Ravens defense is actually like not very good. It is not very good. And Denver's offense very capable of explosive pass plays down the field. And I know that doesn't sound right to people, but if you look up the statistics, they've had a lot of explosive pass plays down the field. So I like the over in Denver and Baltimore. And I think Denver is going to keep this game close, guys. I'll take the points with the Denver Broncos. A couple bonus picks for you. Give me the Raiders +7 on the road in Cincinnati. Antonio Pierce, the patron saint of covering big numbers as an underdog, loves to kick field goals and punt. That helps you cover when you're getting a lot of points as an underdog. And I'm a Giants fan telling you this. The Giants will lose by double digits on Sunday to the Washington Commanders.
Great stuff.
Thanks, Nick.
Have a great weekend.
You got it. Wishing everyone Minimal Sweats Winning Bets the absolute very best of luck. And Mully, I think Manchester United beat Chelsea coming up on Sunday.
Look at you.
With Eric Ten Hag out and the new Portuguese manager coming in, give me Man U to beat Chelsea on Sunday.
Ruud van Nistelrooy, the interim, he did great things there. Thank you, Nick. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Feels like pandering.
That was the host of the You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. What is wrong with a man being moved by pandering?
There's nothing wrong with that. I think it was pretty transparent.
It makes me very electable.
I vote for
you. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.